Superhuman Channel.
The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
You know, I just realized something.
What did you realize?
That your microphone is too low, first of all.
Oh.
Elliot was behind the controls last time you were on the mic. I think that... we have to change the intro to the Friday show. Michael Quantico, those of you who don't know who he is, he's the guy who works behind the scenes on anything digital with this show, and he's supported this show for 7-8 years now, worked with us. He changed the image for Casual Friday.
He put me in front.
And I think we have to change the theme for Casual Friday. We have to spin it off. Because it's not fair, because I'm not the host of this show. I'm your Ed McMahon.
Okay, Ed, how are you today?
Good, good. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Okay.
That didn't sound very good. So it's good to be back on the air.
I know. How many weeks has it been?
2.
Yeah.
So do you know what today is?
Friday.
Say that with a smile on your face. Today is World Smile Day.
Really?
Yes. The idea of World Smile Day was... initiated by a man. His name was Harvey Ball. He was a commercial artist, and he is known to have created the smiley face. Before the show, I told Carl, well, I thought Forrest Gump created the smiley face.
I said, yes, you need to say that on the air. I'm trying to get your microphone balanced out because it seems very, very low. I'm working on it. So I'm just letting you know.
So do I need to?
Now you sound great. Actually, okay. If you could stay there, that's really great. But anyway, yeah, I said we should talk about that during the show because everyone who's watched Forrest Gump, well, let's be honest, everyone who's ever watched Forrest Gump 65 times in their life so far.
Life is like a box of chocolates. Yeah,
I mean, I watch that movie every so often.
It's such a good movie.
Yeah. But I mean, yeah, you remember the guy running alongside of him when he goes on his running spree where he runs from like coast to coast ongoing for nonstop.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy wipes the mud off of his face and Forrest Gump hands the shirt back to him. And he goes, thanks, this is a great idea. I'm going to have this shirt made or something like that, and runs off.
So that must have been Harvey Ball.
Must have been.
Running with Forrest Gump.
Yeah, yeah.
So I have been on a mission to make pumpkin muffins.
Oh, man.
They're gluten-free. I think I've just about got the recipe down, so should blog them.
She's being very, very, very conservative in saying that. I hate all of the protein muffins. I have never had a protein muffin product, whether it was somebody who sent the show a powder in a bag that you mix at home or followed somebody's recipe from a blog. I've never tasted pumpkin muffins that I really liked because it's like a faux pumpkin muffin.
Right.
It's either too dry, too firm, too flat. It's just never like, the muffin that you're comparing it to is this.
It's not like a real muffin. And these they have zero sugar in them. Well, zero sugar, added sugar.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But you're going to get the sugar from some of the ingredients that are in there. I use vanilla protein powder. I use gluten-free oats, pumpkin, yogurt, egg whites. They're really good.
Applesauce for a sweetener.
Unsweetened applesauce.
Yeah.
That's a natural.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's only a half a cup of that, and you get 20 muffins.
So here's the deal, right? So Elisa's been making muffins since we've been together, You know me, right? I'll have one. You'll make a muffin. Oh, this is really good. But then I don't eat them. It's not like as though I go for them. Right?
Carl has eaten. He ate 6 in one day.
Those muffins were unbelievable. I said to you, I said, this doesn't taste like a high protein, like well thought out, clean label muffin at all. This tastes just like a pumpkin muffin and nothing, and it was delicious. And I've been eating them ever since. I love them. So you got to put the recipe out there.
I will. I'll blog that recipe next week. I want to make them one more time, just to make sure that that's what I
want. Was it a fluke?
Yeah. I've made them twice. The second one was almost perfect. Yeah. So I posted an article on Facebook about canned pumpkin,
mm-hmm.
and basically the author of this blog or article
it's on MSN.
She was from Food and Wine, the magazine Food and Wine.
Yeah,
and this was published in Food and Wine, and basically she said that she has found out that canned pumpkin isn't pumpkin at all, and she says, "And my whole life is basically a lie."
I know, it's cute.
It is cute, and I love pumpkin. So I was devastated when I read this, because it's like all things pumpkin are awesome, especially this time of year now that fall is here. Seems like we went from summer to fall pretty quickly, and we were gone during those 2 weeks off the air.
Yeah.
But yeah, so the pumpkin. I posted this article, and she just talks about that basically. It's not pumpkin. It's a mix of a variety of winter squashes.
And then when they say it's a mix, not like they mix a bunch of winter squashes into one can to make it taste. Basically, pumpkin is a gourd. There's lots of gourds out there. And so what they've done is they've exploited some gourds that resemble the flesh of pumpkin in taste and color and smell. And legally, they can call that a pumpkin because it's still a gourd.
Well, according to her, pumpkins can be fairly stringy and watery, and certain varieties of winter squash make it sweeter and richer. So it works better for packing and for cooking and for all your fall dishes.
Yeah.
So Libby's produces about 85% of the country's grown pumpkin. And they've actually developed a certain variety of squash that they grow, package, and distribute to supermarkets. And
as pumpkin filling.
As pumpkin filling. And people think it's pumpkin, but it's actually a squash. But pumpkin is a squash.
And they call it a Libby's Select or something
like that? Well, I'll get to that in just a minute. But so, you know, she talks about here, she says, well, basically you're eating butternut squash instead of pumpkin bread. It's butternut squash bread. And it's squash freaking spice lattes, she says. And I said to Carl, well, there's probably no pumpkin in your pumpkin lattes anyway.
It's all chemicals, man. That's just the chemical
unless
flavor.
You make it at home yourself.
Yeah.
So I put that on Facebook, and my cousin, my good cousin Bill, he's from the University of Illinois Ag Department. He's retired now, but he was State of Illinois's he did all of their grape producing, and mm-hmm. he's really high up on the chain of agriculture.
Right.
So he posted this for us on that post. He says, "You can rest assured this article is BS. I'm very familiar with the industry and even did some research on their crops. The terms pumpkin and squash never fell along species lines. Both contain examples of each of three different species. Cucurbita, Pepo, Machata, and Maxima.
Mm-hmm.
These are common species choices for jack-o'-lantern pumpkins. These are the common choice for jack-o'-lantern pumpkins is the Cucurbita Pepo. And then zucchini is also of that brand."
Interesting.
Butternut squash is the Cucurbita moschata.
Okay.
I know I'm butchering these.
Yeah, no, but we got it. Go ahead.
But then Dickinson Field pumpkin is also Cucurbita moschata. So the point is that they cross the line.
Both of them, it's a
pumpkin and a squash.
Right, exactly. And that was my initial point. These are all gourds, right? It's almost like saying an Idaho potato and a Rome red or something, you know, some other potato that somehow they're different. No, they're still potatoes.
The variety of pumpkin used by the Libby's, it's called Libby's Select, and it is derived from Dickinson Field pumpkin. Sugar pie pumpkins are also from the Cucurbita Pepo, and they look like small jack-o'-lanterns. Well, yeah. You see those in, yeah. like, I've seen those in Trader Joe's and Whole Foods
We've actually purchased those. You can purchase those little pumpkin things, cut the top off of them, save the top, core them, right? You can actually put soup in them.
You can
cover
cook
it with
them.
Cheese. You can put meat and vegetables in it, bake it off in the oven. Those little things are great. I mean, they're very, very, and they're fun to make different stuff with, yeah.
So anyway, you know, you can make your own with those little sweet
yeah.
pumpkins too.
Yeah.
I think it would be fairly easy to bake them, roast them, and then put them in mason jars and or puree them and then put them in your
make
mason
your own
jar.
Pumpkin filling.
Right.
Exactly.
Also,
wait, but one other thing. You know another a variety of fruit that has this same problem, this pedigree problem, is the cantaloupe. When you look at the cantaloupe that we buy today and what cantaloupes used to be, you realize there were a wide variety of things that were considered cantaloupe, and what we're using today was not called a cantaloupe back when they first started to varietize these fruits.
I wonder where the cantaloupe originated from. I'll have to look that up because when I was visiting my family in Sicily, I think they indicated that the cantaloupe started right there. They started growing the cantaloupe in Sicily.
In the story that I heard about how cantaloupes became not cantaloupes, I seem to vaguely recall its origin being identified as Italy.
Okay.
Just I didn't want to say it was the Italian cantaloupe when I was just saying that. I just remember watching the story and thinking, wow, that's amazing. It's not even the fruit that we thought we were eating. It's another fruit that looks similar to it, but is quite different, and it just adapted. It's like everybody called a copy of Xerox back in the day, right?
Well, the Tuscan melon that tastes just like cantaloupe, I guess it is. It's incredibly tasty.
And you know, you know, there's proof that it was actually, I just realized there's actually evidence that shows that it's from Italy.
What is it?
The name. Giovanni kept telling his girlfriend, I cantaloupe, at the same time when they were writing down the information for the name of the fruit. And they heard him say, I cantaloupe. They thought, oh, that's what he wants to call it. But he was just trying to tell his girlfriend that he couldn't get married.
Okay. Ha, ha, ha. So that's that thing makes me think about Amy Lee, one of our listeners, posted on Facebook this morning about men should make coffee for women. It says so in the Bible.
Yeah.
Hebrew.
Word. Hebrew. Hebrew. She drink Hebrew. That's funny. We should take a break. Unless you want, there's one other thing you want
to
talk about.
No, we can talk. When we come back, I want to talk about the chemicals on fruits and the pesticides from France.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, that sounds good. Stay tuned. You're listening to Casual Friday. The first one in 2 weeks. Feels good to be back on the air.
It does.
AnaboleicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnaboleicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnaboleicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Fit Read Nutrition understands that getting in shape can be difficult, whether it's getting to the gym or maintaining a proper diet for a busy lifestyle. Weight and fitness can often be forgotten. That's why they've created customized meal plans plus fitness programs that can help support your specific goals to get fit and eat healthy. Even during vacations and special events, they offer support via text and email to keep clients motivated with coaches providing detailed support. Go to fitreadnutrition.com today to learn more.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
The category killer just got upgraded in a big way. New MassPro Synthogen X2 is here. Take it before and after training and recover faster than with anabolic steroids. Visit Synthogen.com and use coupon code SHR15 for 15% off. MassPro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back. It's Casual Friday.
Yay.
Everybody's in their underwear. It's Saturday morning right now. People listen to the podcast. They go, no, it's Casual Saturday morning.
So a French consumer group sent 150 samples of fruit to a laboratory to be tested for more than 500 molecules that are linked to pesticide use. 80% of the fruit tested contained residue from at least one chemical, and the test found 85 different chemicals on the samples. All of the fruit that was pesticide-free was organic.
Of course.
So.
And, you know, I love when people act like it's, well, it's too expensive to buy organic. Yeah. No. That bottle of wine that you just dropped $15 on for tonight at dinner, and I'm being gracious because if you're at a restaurant, you're paying $85 for a bottle of wine. It's like, it's not that it's too expensive. It's that you don't see the importance in it.
Grapes are so heavily sprayed. They are one of the worst crops for being sprayed. I forget how many millions of pounds of pesticides each year are sprayed on grapes, but it's obnoxious.
Well, according to an article I was reading a little while ago, peaches have displaced apples as a heavily sprayed crop.
Well, no. Strawberries, according to the EWG, are the number one sprayed crop.
Mm-hmm.
If you recall, I'll never forget this picture, the guy in the hazmat suit out in the strawberry field spraying the strawberries. So they're spraying something that we're going to eat, and they're wearing hazmat suits.
Right. Right. Well, the FDA would tell you that's because of the dose. He would get too much of the stuff. You're just getting a little bit.
So strawberries are number one. Apples are number two. Apples were number one last year.
Okay.
Nectarines, peaches, celery, grapes are number six.
Yeah.
And
you know, we were at Whole Foods. I want to talk about grapes for a second. You know, Elisa and I love grapes. We're Italian. We grew up on, our mothers used to put grape juice. It's called wine.
Those of you know that I love red wine. Right. I drink an organic wine. Yeah.
And it's cheap. It's like $10 a bottle.
And it tastes good.
It tastes great.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the point is that, that I was about to make was about, you know, people need to start paying attention to organic foods because there's no telling the havoc that they're going to cause later on. And we know there's transgenerational effects. We've done shows about different pesticides and also chemicals that have found their way into the environment due to, you know, liquid refrigerants and stuff like that. These actually are starting to show up in generations. So they're looking at third generation. They're seeing the changes from that exposure.
I was talking to a girl yesterday that has had some issues with her stomach. And so she's going in for a food allergy test. And I said, well, what do you eat? And she said, well, I love corn. I eat corn.
That was the first thing she said.
That was the first thing she said. I thought, oh, she's talking to the wrong person. She said, I eat corn every day.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, are you familiar with genetically modified corn? And she goes, well, yeah. She said, I buy the non-GMO chips at Whole Foods.
Hmm.
And so I don't know, but if she's eating corn out at restaurants.
Well, she is. So she told you about a restaurant and she told you her favorite dish there. And it's a really nice piece of animal protein served on a huge hunk of cornbread.
It was ahi tuna served over cornbread.
Yeah. She told you she eats corn.
She said, and she started laughing. She goes, oops, there's the corn again.
But you know, let's say you don't subscribe to the idea that GMO is bad. And let's say you don't subscribe to, but wouldn't, if you didn't feel well and you had stomach problems, wouldn't you first say, it's something I'm putting in my stomach, and then just immediately go, what do I eat the most of?
Well,
oh, I eat corn
that's
all
when
the time.
That's when you should do the
elimination diet. Yeah, but
yes.
I mean, but just from like the average dope out there, we should go, wait a minute, I eat more corn than anything else. I have a stomach problem. Let me take a vacation from corn for, I don't know, a month and see what happens. Like, you don't even have to be, you don't have to be into nutrition if you're a critical thinker. You go, oh, this may be why my stomach's bothering me. And the number of people out there who walk through life not paying attention to any signals from their own body, to me, is astonishing.
You know what I find interesting on this EWG list? Sweet corn is on the clean 15.
Well, it must be something about it. They don't spray it, sweet corn. Maybe it doesn't have to be genetically modified. I don't know.
No, it is genetically engineered. It says that it's got an asterisk beside it.
Well, maybe it's got something in it that keeps it from needing pesticides.
But what I found interesting, so back to France again. France, now this is from last year. France ranks 9th worldwide in the amount of space given to organic agriculture at 1.25 million hectares or 3 million acres.
Where did we rank?
It doesn't say.
You know, we're busy worrying about the planet getting too hot. Like, you know, oh, if we're not looking out. And I'm not saying that humans are not having an impact on climate. That's not what I'm saying. But to make that the beacon of your concerns when we're all going to have diseases and die. I mean, this population, as time goes on, being exposed to these chemicals and these pesticides and God knows what else. Life expectancy is going to go back down to 30, you know, 30 years and you're dead. And then we're just going to be gone. And the planet is going to hiccup and cool and it'll be fine. But we're not going to get there. We're not going to get to that point of completely destroying the planet because we're going to destroy ourselves by this stupidity.
So the French government maintains strict labeling requirements for organic goods to allow consumers to easily identify organic products and have confidence that the highest standards of organic agriculture were applied when making the produce. I wish we could say the same here.
You know, Winston Churchill said, you can judge a country by the way they treat their animals because being kind to animals was seen as a virtue extolled by a highly intelligent, highly sensitive population. Well, I think that it's time to change that axiom. I think now you can tell the quality of a country by the way they treat their people, their citizens. Because the reality is that when people do these kind of things to animals, they go to the vet, they get a better dog food, they make all, but meanwhile, we're doing this to our children right now, exposing them to these chemicals, and other countries are getting it. France is getting it. You know, we can't do this. We don't know what the outcome. We have to dedicate more land to organic foods and produce, and people are buying it. Let's face it, they're not throwing that stuff away.
No.
They're not throwing it in the trash the way Kroger's throws out perfectly good heads of lettuce because it has a blemish on it. I mean, this is crazy, folks. If you don't realize that our food supply, it's not going to be bad someday. It is effing bad now.
Now.
That's and why it's you been have to effing be so. Bad for years now.
The farmer's market, it's the last day tomorrow. So we're going to go.
Yeah. And cry. Because then, you know, because now we have to drive longer distances to get everything now. That's what we're really crying for, because the reality is that now we have to drive to Susan's farm and we have to make we have to get a reach-in freezer this year.
Yes.
That's what we have to do. All right. Look, we have to take a break. When we come back, we have to pick up on something else.
When we come back, I want to talk about the avocado. I love avocados.
I love avocados. My problem is I buy too many and then I throw a few away because I don't eat them fast enough. But when I see them, I just want them all. You know what I mean? That's how much I love them. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
What do professional athletes such as Kobe Bryant and A-list celebrities such as Selma Hayek have in common? They are all touting the benefits of bone broth. But unless you have countless hours to cook every week or can hire your own personal chef, you're probably missing out on these critical nutrients. Osteobroth is a high-protein, standardized, consistent bone broth in a convenient powdered form. Use promo code SHR for 20% off at osteobroth.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N labs.com.
A legendary name in hardcore supplementation. Iron Mag Labs. 100% original, patent-pending Andro compound. The most effective, hardcore, groundbreaking bodybuilding supplements in the world.
In the world.
Iron Mag Labs. Revolutionizing hardcore supplementation for more than a decade. Visit IronMagLabs.com. IronMagLabs.com.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be. Ketones are being called the fourth macronutrient because the body loves to use them for energy. Now you can leverage the hunger-fighting, mood-elevating effects of ketones with Keto OS. Take one package in the morning and don't eat again until you're hungry. You won't feel lethargic and you'll be alert and focused. Try Keto OS today. Go to superhumanradio.com, click the Keto OS banner ad to take advantage of the 5-day experience trial package. Leverage the power of ketones with Keto OS.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth
truth is I've been using CanSee Eye Drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee Eye Drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee Eye Drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee Eye Drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee Eye Drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Now I want to see if you can rock my beat.
No, I cannot rock your beat right now. I'm doing a radio show. But you hang out. I'll be back.
Okay, so did you know that the FDA has not updated serving sizes since 1993?
Yeah, they're too busy covering for the pharmaceutical company that's killing people.
That is astonishing.
To do that kind of stuff.
It's astonishing to
me. You know, they probably internally, they probably think this isn't important because people are just going to eat as much as they want. That's why everybody's fat, so let's not waste any resources on this.
No, maybe it's that high fructose corn syrup they've added to every flipping thing.
I think it's everything.
I'm just saying.
No, I know.
Okay, so as of July 26, we're a little late on this story, but it's still a good story.
Yeah.
The avocado serving size is officially a third of a medium avocado, or 50 grams of avocado, which is more similar. It's what we eat. I mean, nobody eats a fifth of a medium avocado, which is what the serving size was. And yeah, Carl said he thought it was a half of an avocado.
Yeah. I thought it should. I mean, I don't eat anything less than a half of an avocado when I eat an avocado. And quite often I'll eat the whole avocado. I guess I'm one of those people who doesn't pay attention to serving size at all. I mean, when I first started eating the cans of
salmon.
You know, I ate a couple cans, and then I thought, I wonder how much protein is in here. I mean, it was just like a can of salmon. It tasted really good. It satisfied me. And then I started extrapolating, but I don't pay attention to serving sizes of anything. I was shocked to see that there were 7 servings of salmon.
And that you're eating the entire can.
Oh, I could eat 2 cans if I had to. I mean, you know.
So a third of a medium avocado, which is 50 grams, is 80 calories with 6 grams of fat, and it's high in potassium and vitamin E, vitamin C. It has 135 micrograms of carotenoids, lutein.
Good. Lutein, yeah.
And
astaxanthin?
No, the zeaxanthin.
Exaxanthin, I think you call it, yeah. Axaxanthin. Yeah.
But the fiber, it's really high in fiber, which is important, as if anybody listened to the show yesterday about the gut microbiome.
Oh, what a great show. I mean, it's unbelievable. You have to listen to it because I know it's a great show when I leave the interview going, wow, I just learned 6 things like that I didn't know doing this interview, because I consider myself pretty astute about the information. I do a little bit of research, not as much as I used to. But there was so much good information in that show yesterday that it's shocking. That had nothing to do with the study. That had more to do with probiotic supplementation and microbial diversity of the gut. Really, really good stuff.
So the avocado, do you ever – I usually sprinkle some lime juice on what I have left. You don't usually have any avocado left over.
No.
But if I have any left over, I'll sprinkle some lime juice or a little bit of white vinegar on it.
Mm-hmm.
And store it in the refrigerator,
and
that keeps it from turning brown.
Yeah, yeah. Could you imagine if someone would have done that to Yoko Ono back in the day when she did that stupid exhibit at MoMA in Manhattan, the Museum of Modern Art? So.
What, I'm looking at you okay.
Well, listen to this. So listen.
What does that got to
Yoko
do with
Yoko Ono, in the height of John and Yoko's life, Yoko Ono became an artist. And she was given an area of MoMA to put something on display. And what she did was, on day one of the opening of this display, she walked up and she bit an apple, took a big old hunk bite, and she chewed it and she swallowed it. And she put the apple up on the pedestal, and people came every day to observe the withering of the apple over weeks and months.
Because it was
dynamic art. It was changing every day. So you had to go back and see, oh, isn't that interesting? Look at that. And so this is legit. I'm talking about this, right? This is not baloney. Wouldn't it have been funny if some kid would have squirted lemon juice on it after she walked away? And they would have kept coming back and going, it's not changing. I'm not coming back Wednesday. Forget about it. This is not working. That's what I thought. That's how my brain works. That's all the LSD from when I was a teenager.
Oh, is it? Okay. Okay. So moving on, I want to talk about, we're talking about food. So let's just talk about feeding the world.
Yes.
EWG has had a new article that just came out that says, feeding the world. Think U.S. agriculture will end world hunger?
This article is shocking.
Think again.
I gleaned this article, and I don't care where you stand on the whole feed the world thing. If you're like, no, we have to feed the world, don't you think you should check and see if the references and numbers in this article are accurate before you go off and drop everything to feed the world? I mean, because it's shocking. It's not what you think it is. Go ahead.
No, well, I just find it interesting that Monsanto and DuPont, I've read where they have these at these conventions that they have, that these farmers go away after being at these conventions thinking that it's their responsibility to feed the world.
That Monsanto and these petrochemical companies that have found their way into agriculture, you don't think that they're sinister, but they are. And it's not just that they're unleashing chemicals on our population that we will be paying for the next 15 generations, most likely. It's also that they have perpetrated a lie and convincing countries, developed countries, that A, it's their responsibility, and B, they have the ability to feed the world. No one should go hungry. When you read this article, you're like, wait a minute, let me get this straight. United States' total contribution to this feeding the world endeavor is 2.3%. That's all we've, and we think that if you look at the commercials, we're it, man. They must be thinking, oh, the U.S. is great because they're feeding us, they're helping us. 2.3%. That's all it is. And all the other countries that got sucked into this lie, it's unbelievable. They most of the countries produce their own food. Those countries that we think are hungry, most of them produce food and feed their own people. That's where 80% of it's coming from.
So 3 years ago, there was a show at the Illinois Farm Progress Show. DuPont encouraged farmers to answer the question, how are you making a difference to feed the world? By the time the three-day show was over, more than 3,000 farmers had posted written notes with their answers, many of them involving producing more milk, meat, corn and soy to sell around the globe. So it's like they're it's not a con job, but you know.
No, it is. It is a con job. Look, it's a con job. They're convincing the people to fund an idea of feeding the world. So we donate money, our tax dollars, to go help to feed the world. They're then getting subsidies from the government to grow these crops that people don't even want over there, by the way. And I'll tell you that story in a second. Then they're convincing the farmers that they have to produce the stuff. They've got the push and pull working in their favor. And so we think we have to feed the world. We don't want to be scumbags and go, no, we don't want to do that. Yeah, okay, so that's fine. Let's do this tax dollar. Let's do this donation. Let's do this thing. They're the ones that are benefiting from this lie.
According to a Monsanto webpage, experts have predicted that the global population will hit 9 million by 2050. To feed everyone, this is a quote, we'll need to double the amount of food we currently produce. But according to the report that EWG just put out on Wednesday, doubling the production of meat products, and animal feed ignores the root cause of hunger and malnutrition. And as Carl has said in the past, it goes on to state that what we need to do is to teach the farmers how to farm in their terrain and how to produce more meat there instead of trying to ship food there to them.
Well, and here's the other big lie, right? So We have to stop producing meat. It's destroying the planet. We have to focus on agriculture. We need to become a meatless civilization. We need to become vegans or some form of vegetarian. This is the other side of the message. So people are like, oh, well, meat is killing us. Meat is destroying the planet. No, agriculture is destroying the planet. There's no doubts about that. And the reality is that we did a show, what is it, about 2 months ago?
Yes.
3 months ago? We had a scientist on the show talk about a paper that they wrote where they looked at what happens when you give a man in
a cow
and a bull. You give them a pair, a cow and a bull. Not only do they produce their own meats and their own dairy, but it elevates them in their social
society status.
Yeah, mm-hmm. they because now my bull is plowing your field. I'm selling your family yogurt. I mean, it's a game changer when they give them an animal. It's a game changer. And the reality is that it's the actual agricultural industry that is completely destroying and disseminating the planet and polluting it. It's not the animals.
So I have invited someone on from this paper from EWG. I certainly hope they come on. But this is a quote from someone, one of the authors. His name is Craig Cox. This ever-present rhetoric about U.S. farmers going all out to feed a hungry world will misdirect opinion leaders and policymakers. Asking farmers in wealthy industrialized countries to feed the hungry is impractical at best, perilous at worst. The danger also lies in the notion that we can solve hunger and malnutrition by exporting industrial agriculture systems to the developing world.
And corn, they don't want it. So there was an article I read about 5 months ago about it's becoming commonplace for African towns, whatever you want to call them, villages that are quote unquote starving. When they send the corn, they let it pile up. They don't even do anything with it. And they don't have animals to feed it to. They don't want the corn. The corn makes them sick, they're saying. Corn has certain fungal toxicities when it gets there, and that prey on corn specifically. That's making their children sick. That's making them sick. They don't want. And I saw the article, and it had a pile, like a pile 16 feet high of bags of corn. They won't even
go
near
it. They won't touch
it. No, they're starving, but they won't eat the corn. What does that tell you?
Countries with food instability already have their own farmers. Sub-Saharan Africa, for example, where 1 in 4 people suffer from malnutrition, has the highest prevalence of hunger of any region. Yet, according to the World Food Program, 60% of the jobs there are related to agriculture.
Right.
So they just need to go in and teach these people.
And well, get them to produce more on their own. That's where the emphasis should be. But that doesn't sell petrochemical fertilizers and pesticides, herbicides, seeds. Now, Monsanto, you got to buy your seeds from them. I mean, we are watching one of the greatest hoodwinks in the world take place, that generations from now, I don't know, maybe 500, 600, 700 years, they're going to look back at, along with the pharmaceutical agenda, and go, wow, that was a really primitive time. People really weren't that smart that they let that kind of stuff happen. Just the way we do when we look at the 1700s and go, those people were barbaric. They were tearing people's heads off in the street. They're going to look back at us, and these are the things they're going to point at. These are the things.
Yep.
All right, we're going to take a break.
Okay.
This is supposed to be your show. You need to start ranting so I can just be quiet.
No, they like it when you rant.
Okay, stay tuned.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports.
The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide. 4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Ketones are being called the fourth macronutrient because the body loves to use them for energy. Now you can leverage the hunger-fighting, mood-elevating effects of ketones with Keto OS. Take one package in the morning and don't eat again until you're hungry. You won't feel lethargic and you'll be alert and focused. Try Keto OS today. Go to superhumanradio.com, click the Keto OS banner ad to take advantage of the 5-day experience trial package. Leverage the power of ketones with Keto OS. Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest high protein potato chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back. Somebody emailed me and wants to help me freshen up our library. I've got to find the email.
What library? Of
you know, music.
Music.
Oh. Yeah, because I have some really great mashups, but then I have some tired ones that I'd like to get out. And so I got to find that email.
Well, email him again if you're listening. Yeah. Whoever it was. Do you remember who it was?
No.
Email me. How about that?
If I told you how many unread emails I have just in my primary email inbox. Not forget about the other ones that I monitor for Thrive and everything else. It's startling.
Oh, speaking of Thrive, they have it in stock at Predator Nutrition. If anybody is listening from
across the pond, yeah, and in Canada, they ship to Canada really cheap too. Predator. Yeah.
Well, if you spend a certain amount of money, they ship it free.
Yeah. Yeah, that's cool.
So I think that we have a public service announcement.
Yes.
So right around the first of the year, I guess when, or April, when taxes are due, I started getting these phone calls.
On your cell phone.
On my cell phone.
Right.
And it scared me because it was people saying that they were the IRS and that I needed to call this number right away.
Yeah.
And I said, well, the IRS doesn't call people.
Right.
But I kept getting the phone calls. And so finally, Carl, he called the number back and he cussed them out.
I didn't just cuss them out. I said things that were probably...
I wouldn't say
disallowed in 6 or 7 different religions about them and their families. And so, but you got, and I'll never forget this. You know, I've talked about how Elisa is a different kind of person. She's just different than anybody I've ever met. Literally marches to the beat of her own drum. And so I unload on this guy, like, and don't call here anymore and hang up. And she said to me, do not ever use that kind of language when you're talking on my phone. I was like, but Elisa, I want to get the guy to stop calling you. Like, that was so vulgar. You said, I don't want people thinking that number, my number is associated with that kind of language. I was like, are you joking?
But it was on my phone.
But it's not like as though it went out to the world where people are like, oh my God.
Okay, guys, it was so bad that he won't say it on the air.
Oh, I can't say it on, I could never say it on the air. It was terrible. I wouldn't even say it in mixed company.
See, that's what I'm saying. So anyway, so I saw that there was an article that fake call centers in India scam Americans of millions of dollars.
This is a phenomenon that has occurred as a result of some digital technology becoming available in the past year that allows people to cloak their phone number and deliver a different phone number.
Because the number I was receiving was from Colorado.
Yeah. And so, but here's the thing. It's not just cloaking the number, but when you call that number back, it's routed to them. And there's websites where you can prank phone call people, and it'll show that the number that's calling is a different number. It even could show that it's their spouse's number, their answer, and it's like you, like, joking around with them. You can do it on the internet. There's a technology that's become available. You know who else? Telemarketers. Every time they call you and you say, take me off your list, the next time the same place calls you, but they call you from a different originating phone number. So legally, they're not breaking the law by not taking you off their list because they're calling you from a different number. There's some technology that occurred that made this possible, but these guys in India, they perfected this. It was unbelievable.
So they possibly scammed $55 million in a one-year scam.
$55 freaking million. Because people are so stupid.
They were asking people to deposit money, taxpayers here in the U.S., supposedly because they owed the IRS money. They were asking them to deposit money through prepaid cards.
Yeah.
Like, I guess a lot of people did that, obviously, but...
To me, again... This speaks to what I said before about, you know, the majority of people out there are just stupid. Like, when this first...
That's not nice.
No, come on. Wouldn't you try to do a little research? Call the... I did.
No, I called Frankfurt. I called Frankfurt and told...
Bingo.
And told them...
Bingo.
Frankfurt is our... where our state capital is. I called there and spoke to someone, and she said that it's a scam. And I said, I figured it
Bingo.
Was.
Bingo.
I wanted to report
Bingo.
Them.
Bingo. That's my point. This is my point. $55 million worth of suckers didn't make that one phone call and call the IRS and say, I just got a call from you guys. Is this legit? Like, you know, can you find, oh, no, what's your social? Oh, no, no one would be calling you.
Okay. In their defense, part of the problem is it's very difficult to get through to the IRS.
It's not that difficult.
Yes, you stay on hold for an hour at least.
No, that's not true. I call the IRS for different things, business related, all the time. And if you're on hold, look, if you're calling around tax season, you expect to get long holds. But I've never held for longer than 10 or 15 minutes for the IRS for anything.
Okay, so the bottom line here is our public service announcement. If you get a call, it's not really the IRS because they don't call you. They send things through the mail. And that's exactly
and
what
they know
I said
your,
to them.
And they know your name. Like if you,
well, and who is the company that sold our information to these people?
I have a friend who is from Louisville. His name is John Luisi, okay? He's originally from Jersey. He moved down south somewhere in Tennessee or Georgia, and he runs the IRS's call center. And John Luisi is an amazing individual when it comes to running call centers. That's why the IRS wanted him. They answer the phones quickly, but more importantly, they have all the simplest technologies in place. You call them, your file comes up. It's associated with your phone numbers. So this idea that somebody would call you and not know who you are and claim to be the IRS, not know your name, want you to tell them information, that's like the first tip that it's like, this is BS. The IRS doesn't do this kind of stuff. But all those people that got suckered didn't take the time to make one extra phone call before sending money in some ridiculous way on a
prepaid card.
Yeah. Like the IRS, they run the banks. Yeah, you know, go get a prepaid Visa card and send it. I'm sorry, there's a lot of stupid people out there.
Okay, so moving on, let's talk about four things to do to have younger looking skin. Okay, since my birthday's coming up.
Yes. and Elisa getting, has not aged, and I'm not
I'm,
kidding.
I'm getting another year older.
Yeah. We all have to pay attention to what Elisa does, because Elisa is aging so well. It's unbelievable.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you saying that. But anyway, so according to this, is that if you are outside or inside, the LED light bulbs and the sunlight are bad for you.
Well, the sunlight's not bad for you.
Well, the overhead lighting in office buildings and stores give off a type of light that can trigger a melasma.
Yeah, but
a condition that causes brown patches on the face and skin.
Yeah.
And your thoughts?
Okay, so the brown patches on your face and skin are actually advanced glycation end products that are trapped in the skin that are being activated by light. So sun is necessary for optimal physical life and function. Do not even consider these messages that the sunlight is bad or dangerous. We evolved under the influence of all the wonderful things sunlight does for us. If you're getting brown spots on your skin, then you have some sort of metabolic issue going on, okay? Because you can find Aborigines in equatorial places that spend all day in the sun and don't have brown spots. Their skin tans evenly, but they don't have brown spots. Those are advanced glycation end products that are being activated by sunlight and made darker because of their interaction with melanin. Very, very different thing. It's not the sun. It's what you're doing to your body when you're not in the sun.
Okay, so turn down the heat. And they're talking about infrared radiation, or IR. It's a part of the electromagnetic spectrum that we feel is heat. It releases from any object that gives off heat, be it a grill or a steamy sidewalk. The hotter something is, the more IR it gives off.
This doesn't sound logical to me, but I can't. I have to search.
Well, then it goes on to say that moderate controlled levels of IR can actually be good for your skin, triggering collagen and elastin.
Right.
Which is why infrared technology, like the in-home, at-home anti-aging light devices, are good for your skin.
So I'm thinking about it. I guess it could be possible that anytime something is hot, it will put off infrared radiation, which falls into the spectrum of light. No, I guess that's possible. Maybe that, but I just find it hard to believe that when you heat a piece of metal, the reason it feels hot is because of the production of IR.
So, according to this, even having the mobile phone, which gets hot up against the screen, up against your face, mm-hmm. that produces heat and will cause this IR and cause skin spots and mm-hmm. melasma.
So there's an easy way to test this. Wait a minute.
Are you going to test it on your skin and see if a brown spot occurs?
No, I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell everybody a secret, okay? And if you didn't know this before, you're going to love this. If you're a geeker like me, every CCD chip camera, which I believe iPhones would fall into, have the ability to see near infrared and infrared light. To test your camera, if you have a remote control at home that you use to control your TV or your VCR or your cable box, and it has one of those little LEDs sticking out of the front of it, that is a generally a near-infrared LED of 880 nanometers.
You the little red light is?
That little mm-hmm. LED. You don't see mm-hmm. it. If you point at your eye, you can't see anything. If you point at your camera, you should be able to see it flickering.
Really?
Okay. So if this is correct, that anything that's hot is throwing off some waveform that falls into the infrared spectrum, then you should be able to see that coming off of the grill as it's cooling off. So I'm challenging this theory that anything that is putting off heat is also putting off infrared light.
Well, then what about the infrared sauna?
You should be able to see that. If you have a CCD camera, the old black and white CCD cameras that we used to sell for surveillance, closed circuit TV systems for security, you could see the LED of your remote control flickering with those, but you can't see it with the naked eye. Maybe the cameras that they put in these iPhones are not CCD. I'm going to find out, and I'm going to test this.
Okay, so the next one is Carl hates this one. Chuck the gum. The motions caused by constant gum chewing can lead to creases around the mouth, even sagging jowls.
And see, this would be important to me if my forehead didn't already look like, the Sahara Desert.
Well, one of our listeners has suggested that you should get Botox.
But you know, I'm afraid. You know why I'm afraid? We actually talked about this when I was in Los Angeles recently. Right? I was having a conversation with somebody about Botox, and I thought, and so I said, it was actually a physician, and I said, you know, when Botox goes wrong, if someone can't smile, wouldn't that lead to depression over time? If you can't activate those muscles and smile, that's something that. And he said, you know, you may have something there. And I thought to myself, why would I want to restrict any portion of my facial expression if it's tied to emotional responses in my brain? And it scares me. Like, would I be sadder if I couldn't furrow my brow in excitement when I get excited? Remember Ben when he was in the hospital? He said, do that again. I said, what?
That's my stepfather.
Yeah, he was like, do that again. And I said, what? He goes, make that face you just made where you're...
So this dermatologist suggests only chewing gum for no more than 10 minutes at a time. And to soften the lines around your mouth, dab lotion daily that contains wrinkle-fighting peptides and hyaluronic acid to plump your skin. I actually take a hyaluronic acid that has biocell collagen in it. Yeah, I take that orally. And then the last one is reduce tech neck. Did you know that the average person checks their phone a whopping 150 times a day?
Yes, and if you're checking it using your neck or your chin, you're going to really hurt your face.
So they're saying that looking down repeatedly folds the neck of the skin of the neck and leads to premature wrinkles or loss of elasticity, which is known as tech neck.
Yeah, I can agree with that. But then looking down to read a book does that too.
So a lot of people also don't. They stop at their face. They don't extend down to their neck and their chest when they
which
put their lotion. Décolletage.
Décolletage.
They don't put their creams on down there as well, and you should.
Yeah.
And my mother's helped me that when I was like in my 20s to make sure I carried it down.
That's smart. That was good advice. Very, very good advice.
Yeah. So, tech neck, stop looking at your phone so much.
Yeah. There you go. We have to take a break.
Okay.
We actually went over, but we've got lots of good things to talk about. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Ooh, the
Dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
The category killer just got upgraded in a big way. New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 is here. Take it before and after training and recover faster than with anabolic steroids. Visit Synthogen.com and use coupon code SHR15 for 15% off. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it. Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Pure Isolate Whey Protein is the perfect complement to your muscle growth, fat loss, or fitness program. Packing an awesome amino acid profile, Muscle Gauge WPI is easily digested, lactose-free, sugar-free, and fat-free. The Pure Whey Protein Isolate used in Muscle Gauge's WPI is absorbed fast, transporting amino acids into muscle fibers to begin the repair and rebuilding process. Pure WPI delivers pharmaceutical-grade whey protein at a price you can afford. Don't pay more. Don't settle for less. Go to mgnstore.com today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
A legendary name in hardcore supplementation. Iron Mag Labs. 100% original, patent pending Andro compounds. The most effective, hardcore, groundbreaking bodybuilding supplements in the world.
In the world.
Iron Mag Labs. Revolutionizing hardcore supplementation for more than a decade. Visit IronMagLabs.com. IronMagLabs.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
She take my money.
Work it, make it, do it. Makes us all the better.
Oh,
faster,
that's a good one.
Longer.
Yeah. Okay.
I want to talk about bath towels.
Okay.
So Carl, when he goes to the gym, he takes a sauna.
I work out.
Work out.
Take a sauna.
And then shower.
And then shower.
And then leaves his dirty gym bag in a hot car, especially in the heat of the summer. And then when he comes home, puts it in the garage.
I don't bring it in the house because it stinks so bad.
But then he'll use the same towel.
But wait a minute.
The next day.
No, you're not being accurate now. Okay. First of all, it's worse than you portrayed, but better than you portrayed as well. No. Let's be fair. So, I am Italian. I'm hairy. I sit on that towel in the sauna, first of all, and it gets all my sweat on it. And then I go and I take a shower and I use that sauna to dry off. So effectively, I'm wiping the sweat that I just embedded in the towel back on me after showering. So not a smart thing. Obviously, in some areas, I'm smarter than others. But then, as you portray, I put it in the car for hours, take it home, and then I hang it on the, in the guest bathroom over either the towel rack in the shower or over the shower curtain rod itself. And then I get a fresh one the next day. But then I alternate those two towels for at least the entire week. So I not only do that just one time to a towel, but probably two to three times in a given week to a towel and reuse it before Elisa forces me to wash them. I don't want to wash
them. I wash them.
Yes.
Let's clear that up.
Yes.
Okay, so if it remains wet, it's going to, the bacteria love moist environments and the bacteria will grow. So you continue to wipe that bacteria all over your body again.
How do we know that's not doing some good? How do we know that's not improving microbial diversity? We talked about that on yesterday's show about going to parts of the planet where these microbes still exist. Maybe I'm manufacturing some of these lost microbes in my sweaty, stanky towel.
So what about, is there bacteria that you're going to get from sitting in the sauna and or?
Well, I use a towel to sit on.
Even, well, so you're going to get bacteria from that. Even towels at home, according to this article, you can get bacteria from the water that you're taking a shower with.
Oh, we're getting crazy now.
Well, I'm just
Dr. Oz says that you should never brush your teeth in the shower because the water is so dirty.
Well, we use a clearly filtered water filter.
But I mean, but even with that, Dr. Oz's logic is completely stupid, right?
There are bacteria from the water that can also be on the towel because they were just on your skin.
Yeah, so you're basically recycling them. And maybe, you know what? So, look. There's actually evidence that people who wash their dishes by hand have more microbial diversity leaning towards leanness than people who wash their dishes in a dishwasher on the sanitized cycle. We're learning that just because there's bacteria doesn't mean it's bad. So I'm going to stick with my logic that maybe that bacteria is actually making my immune system stronger.
Environmental bacteria, which can be found in shower heads, and may cause lung infection and possibly Legionella's disease, which can multiply in a building's water system and lead to a respiratory condition, may be lingering on our towels.
Oh. You know what? So the antithesis of this is, you know, okay,
what if you have an open wound or if you have eczema or something, an infection, it could get worse.
Okay. Okay. If you have a compromised immune system, you should be paying attention to this.
Then they just said that here. If you have a weakened immune system, then you could have issues with this.
But I would submit that if you have a weakened immune system, aside from being stricken by some recent, you know, chronic situation, but if you're one of these people like, oh, I've always had a weak immune system, chances are you need to let your towel get dirty and lick it.
And then what
because
about...
You need more diversity.
Let your towel get dirty
and
lick it?
Yeah, I'm being sincere. If you're one of these people...
Well, can't you get your bacteria from other sources other than licking your towel?
Well, no, I'm being extreme here.
Do you know how absurd that absurd?
Well, I mean, I could be even more vulgar. Go find somebody healthy and lick
Oh, come on.
Well,
no,
stop. When I talked about that at Quest, you cannot believe the genius guys there that said to me, you know, it really is accurate. I was like, I can't say that in mixed crowds.
Okay, so I would say this is a mixed crowd. A lot of people don't wash their hands properly. So if you're at a guest someone's house or if you're visiting a dinner party or what have you, a lot of people have towels hanging for you to dry your hands.
Right.
So you could actually be getting some kind of bacteria from that hand towel.
I agree.
So you should actually be using a disposable towel.
Yes, that's exactly. What I usually do is after I flush, I rinse my hands in the toilet bowl because I know that that's probably the safest place to
actually,
wash my
hands. Actually, the toilet bowl is supposed to be pretty clean.
Yeah, I'll pass. I was just joking. No, I'll pass. Yeah.
So anyway, it says you should wash your towel more often than what you do.
Yeah. Okay.
So anyway,
You know what? I don't get cold. I have allergies right now, but everybody does in town here. But I don't get colds. I don't can't remember the last time I had a flu. So I don't know. I think that dirty towel is doing me good.
Yeah. Okay. So moving on, there was another story about another vegan mom who had her 11-month-old taken away from her because she only fed her child fruit and nuts.
Yeah.
This happens to be within the USA. The last one we talked about was over in Italy. This is in Pittsburgh, I think, Western Pennsylvania.
Okay.
She would only give the child sparse meals of fruit and nuts. And the boy started having motor skill issues.
Sure.
He developed a severe rash. He lost control of his motor skills.
Right, right. Dystonias of the voice. Yeah, where he probably developed almost like Parkinsonism, where maybe he was shaking all the time.
So I guess someone from his family contacted the Children and Youth Services Agency, and they came and took the child to the hospital. And the attending physician said the lack of nutritious food caused the child to have a failure to thrive. I mean, he was malnourished, basically.
Right.
So
right.
Now, the long story short, the child lives with his father and he's fine because he's eating a healthy, normal diet.
Right.
But my question to
you. How old?
He's 11 month old.
Yeah, that's young.
So you read.
Should be breastfed, first of all.
Well, exactly. Well, the pediatricians say that they should be fed for the first breastfed for the first 4 to 6 months.
Oh, what do they know? You know what? There are women out there that will tell you that they breastfed their babies for a year, 15 months, and the kids are thriving and they're fantastic now. No one gets sick. Who, how does medicine know? Oh, just for the first 4 months, that's it. You have to stop after that. What did we do when we were primitives? We breastfed babies until they were 2 years old, it's estimated, to 2 to 3 years old.
So what I have an issue with is that we've talked about this before. The American Journal of Pediatricians, how they say, well, if you're going to be a vegan, if you're going to feed your child a vegan diet, you should give them supplements in the form of vitamin D and
B12. Stupid.
Why should they? I mean, should not even be in the conversation.
That's the absurdity of today. It's like, no, you don't feed your child vegan. And if you're a mother that's breastfeeding, you don't eat a vegan diet. You can go back to that stupid diet later. But your baby is going to get sick and die.
They also suggest a soy-based infant formula
as an
alternative to breast milk.
Soy, right.
And not to give your child commercial soy milk from a beverage until after the age of one.
Yeah. You know what? Medicine doesn't know what they're doing. When it comes to this kind of stuff, medicine doesn't know what they're talking about. The fact that my generation was even exposed to formula and it's still around today, to me, is completely shocking.
Well, that shouldn't be part of the conversation.
No, it should not.
No.
It should not, because they are carrying a message forward from the organizations and companies that influence their decisions, and it has nothing to do with science. There's no science out there that shows that formula-fed babies thrive and are healthier than breastfed babies, except if the breastfeeding is done from a mother who's a vegan, and then she's literally starving her baby with her milk. So, you know, there was a couple on the news. Was I with you? Was I traveling? There was a couple on the news that the baby is like 4 months old, 5 months old, and had cocaine toxicity.
Oh, no, that was, you
here,
saw that
right?
here.
And they didn't realize, the mother didn't realize that the night before, there were two celebrities like from a small town where they do the news. The night before, she was out at a birthday party, her birthday party. And she was doing coke.
And then she breastfed.
The next morning, she breastfed the baby. And all of a sudden, the baby starts like acting erratically and changing colors. And all of a sudden, they rush the baby to the hospital. And they run all these tests on it. And they do some blood work. They're like, oh, my God, this baby's got cocaine in her blood. How'd that happen? And then the mom goes, oh, you know, I don't know. I did some coke last night, but I breastfed her this morning. And like, you don't know that everything you put in your flipping body gets into your baby. But more importantly, the important things you don't eat all don't get into your baby. Like, where the hell is the critical thinking? Really? And so this speaks to that. This speaks to that from the other angle when you think about it, right?
They need to listen to Superhuman Radio.
You know what? Maybe it's not Superhuman Radio. Maybe it's someone who listens to this show that is at a party one night talking to six people and someone says, I'm vegan, I'm raising my baby vegan, the baby is 4 months old, and you say, look, this is a bad idea, and let me tell you why.
But you can't do that. I mean, people don't want to hear it. Just like the girl that told me she eats corn all day, every day. I mean, she didn't want to hear what I had to say.
No, but that's okay. So you at least, you know what? You can't unring a bell, and you can poke yourself in the eye when you're putting reading glasses on. So be careful about that. All right, listen. We have to take a break.
Okay, so when we come back, I want to talk about the teenager who had her leg amputated from pain from an ingrown toenail.
Seriously?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she must go to the same doctor that Angelina Jolie goes to. Yeah, we just take a bunch of stuff out. We'll be on the safe side, but we're going to take it off up to the knee just to make sure it doesn't come back. Stay tuned.
To properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
The category killer just got upgraded in a big way. New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 is here. Take it before and after training and recover faster than with anabolic steroids. Visit Synthogen.com and use coupon code SHR15 for 15% off. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
What do professional athletes such as Kobe Bryant and A-list celebrities such as Selma Hayek have in common? They are all touting the benefits of bone broth. But unless you have countless hours to cook every week or can hire your own personal chef, you're probably missing out on these critical nutrients. Osteobroth is a high-protein, standardized, consistent bone broth in a convenient powdered form. Use promo code SHR for 20% off at osteobroth.com.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. This this next story. Is that the one we're going to start off with?
Which one?
The one you were just talking about.
Yes.
Okay, you just take it away. Take it away.
So, do you want to talk about the teen who had her leg amputated?
Oh, yeah. We did say, let's lead with that. That's good.
So Hannah Moore, who was 19 from, Dorset, England, had an ingrown toenail surgically removed in 2012 after months of discomfort. But days after the procedure, she was left with excruciating pain, and there was no sign of infection.
That was my next question.
So she was diagnosed with
phantom pain syndrome.
Complex regional pain syndrome. Mm-hmm. Have you heard of that?
No, but I can gather what it means. What complex means, we really don't understand why this happens. Regional means, and it covers a large area of the body, and then pain. So what they're saying is, this girl has pain in a large area of her body, and we really don't know why that is. That's basically what this
is. It left her in agony for 24 hours a day. Last year, her foot turned black, and she had a flesh-eating bacteria, which created a hole in the middle of her foot.
That had nothing to do with the regional pain syndrome, in my humble opinion, but go ahead.
So following years of failed treatment, she made the decision to have her leg amputated. So she did that in July.
Did the pain go away?
Well, they told her that it may not go away, that the limb still have pain.
Phantom pain syndrome, right.
And so far, it said doctors and specialists warned that having my leg amputated could result in the pain returning in the residual limb. But that was the risk I was prepared to take. This was Hannah speaking. But so far, she's been pain-free.
Okay, so just so I can give you my opinion of the whole thing. So, and this is over what period of time? She finally had her leg amputated. How long after the foot turned black?
So in 2012, she had the surgical ingrown toenail removed.
Right.
And in July, she had it amputated. I guess it was July of this year.
Okay, so here's my opinion, right? I would have to know whether or not they gave her any type of epidural block for the toe surgery as part of her anesthesia. The regional pain syndrome that she developed in an area of her leg that had nothing to do with the toe being cut off is very suspicious to me. I would look upstream towards the spine somewhere for some sort of pain occurrence. But then getting the black foot, she's probably in and out of the hospital. Like, so she got an infection while she was in the hospital, and they went, well, it must be the same thing that's causing all the pain. It's not our fault. We have to cut the foot off now. It's like, those are two separate issues right there. There was another reason. My point is, amputating her toe didn't cause all that pain.
Complex regional pain syndrome is believed to be caused by damage to or malfunction of the peripheral and central nervous systems. The central nervous system is composed of the brain and spinal cord.
I was just going to say, this proves what I said. This means it's a large area of pain that we have no idea where it comes from. The idea that, it comes from both the peripheral and the central nervous system, basically saying it comes from all of the nervous system. We're not sure where. You pick a part of the nervous system, yeah, it probably comes from there too.
Yeah.
They left nothing out. No, so, I bet you she had suffered some sort of spinal injury that either came forth at the time of the surgery or occurred as a result of the toe being removed. Maybe they gave her an epidural block or something like that. She doesn't realize that they snipped a part of her spinal cord or a sciatic nerve root or something like that. And then it's been a downhill spin for her ever since.
Yeah, I feel sorry for her.
Yeah.
So do you want to talk about the uterus?
I love the uterus. Let's talk about the uterus, yes. I love the uterus. It's a fantastic thing.
So I guess in early 2016, there was a woman who received a uterus transplant from a deceased donor. Mm. And evidently that failed because of a yeast infection.
Ew.
But now,
it's bad enough to get a yeast infection. Never mind, it's somebody else's yeast infection. Ew.
Yeah. But now, evidently, there was a living donor, and the surgery was successful so far.
Yeah, but okay. So let's make some surmises here. She wants to get pregnant, right? Otherwise, why is she trying to put a uterus in her body, right?
Right.
So she wants to get pregnant. So that means that the donor was a living donor, and I thought you meant a brain dead donor.
No.
But this is like a person in her family.
I think it was a cousin.
How old is the cousin?
It didn't.
The cousin probably has had children already, so she's like, hey, I'm done with my uterus anyway. I'll give you mine. I'm young enough to where I can, I'm still viable. Take my uterus. The probability of this woman producing a baby from a transplanted uterus, I got to believe, is really flipping thin odds.
Why do you say that?
Because the body interprets anything that indicates a hostile environment towards aborting any kind of babies. It's just not a good time to bring a baby into the world. It's famine, it's cold, it's hot. It's like, you know, the body is very, very sensitive to anything that could compromise a successful launch of an offspring. And I have a feeling she's got to be on anti-rejection drugs. These anti-rejection drugs destroy the immune system, make the person all so very susceptible to disease and infection. But more importantly, it throws the body out of kilter, where the body's going to go, you know, our environment is really bad. I mean, we feel like we're sick all the time. Nah, I don't think having a baby is a good idea. So my bet is she never produces an offspring from this uterus. I hope she does. I hope I'm wrong. But that's my bet.
I guess it's called uterine factor infertility is what these women,
the condition that these women have.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. Moving on, speaking of women and babies, I just thought this story was interesting. A woman had a baby in a hospital. She received her insurance bill, and the hospital charged her $39.35 to hold the baby.
But yeah, so I actually commented on this on Facebook. And some people clearly within the medical industry said, look, she had to have an attendant there to facilitate bringing her the baby from the bassinet, you know, over to you and being there while you hold it because you just delivered this baby. You know, you're still maybe, if there's drugs involved, you're still a little under. We don't want you to drop the baby. So we had to have an attendant actually facilitate you having the baby in your arms and holding the baby. And there, and hospitals are trying to be transparent. They're showing people what they're being charged for. So they're like, why are you hating on the hospital? That's what a couple people said to me.
Really?
Yeah. And I didn't even reply. I'm not going to get into the Facebook war, but let's be honest. That should not be a service fee. Like, you're paying this nurse to be in the room during the delivery of the baby. And her being there is being billed for already because of her time. And the fact that she facilitates reaching down, grabbing the baby and handing it to the mother and then standing next to the mother while she holds her baby for the first time, that shouldn't be a separate service fee. You shouldn't be, I'm sorry. And I'm all for the free market. You know me. I mean, you know, less government. But that's just silly. That's just silly. And how do you come to $39.35 for that service?
Well, and so if there is a lack of transparency, then what they need to do is prior to going into the hospital, give you a detailed list of what you're going to be charged for what, so that you can make a decision what you want to do
while you're
in the hospital.
Great point. No, I'll wait to hold my baby when I'm back in my room. It's going to cost me $39.35. No, I'm good with that. I mean, it's just, but the idea that you have to have that discussion today is just stupid.
It really is.
The nurse is there. She's there. She's there for the whole hour of the delivery. That's where she is. And whether she's handing the doctor a swab or holding your baby for you while you get a look at her face for the first time, like, really? It's just silly. I'm sorry. There's certain things that just defy logic, you know, that the effort to do them just defies logic. And this is one of those things.
Okay, well, when we come back, let's talk about Monsanto.
Oh, I love Monsanto. We haven't talked about them in, what, an hour? Time to talk about them again. Stay tuned.
Yes.
What do professional athletes such as Kobe Bryant and A-list celebrities such as Selma Hayek have in common? They are all touting the benefits of bone broth. But unless you have countless hours to cook every week or can hire your own personal chef, you're probably missing out on these critical nutrients. Osteobroth is a high-protein, standardized, consistent bone broth in a convenient powdered form. Use promo code SHR for 20% off at osteobroth.com.
A legendary name in hardcore supplementation. Iron Mag Labs. 100% original, patent-pending Andro compound. The most effective, hardcore, groundbreaking bodybuilding supplements in the world.
In the world.
Iron Mag Labs. Revolutionizing hardcore supplementation for more than a decade. Visit IronMagLabs.com. IronMagLabs.com.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Fit Read Nutrition understands that getting in shape can be difficult, whether it's getting to the gym or maintaining a proper diet for a busy lifestyle. Weight and fitness can often be forgotten. That's why they've created customized meal plans plus fitness programs that can help support your specific goals to get fit and eat healthy. Even during vacations and special events, they offer support via text and email to keep clients motivated, with coaches providing detailed support. Go to FitReadNutrition.com today to learn more.
Do you not properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Summer in the City. Remember this song when it came out? But this is a mashup. The Red Hot Chili Peppers. Welcome back.
So, there was a report that was released on Wednesday that showed that nearly 14 million children worldwide, 30% of the school-aged population, may be exposed to PCBs, those are the I think from the
1970s. PCBs, yeah, they were supposed to be banned. Yeah, they were supposed. I mean, they were banned a long time ago. It's one of gifts that we got from Monsanto, the company that is so worried about not harming people before rushing products to market.
About 60% of the schools were built from the 1950s to the early 80s. That's the time when PCBs were commonly used in building materials.
Right.
But the problem is that nobody has to
verify.
Nobody has to verify. According to the EPA, there's no restrictions on verifying whether or not a building contains PCBs. And if they are found in a building, they don't have to be reported to the EPA.
Now, think about that. Why would the
EPA?
Why is that? That's a great question. Like, in whose favor is that type of an approach?
Well, we all know that.
Well, and why would the EPA do something that's not in favor of human safety? Why would the EPA not do something that is in favor of its citizens, its population safety, the people that it's supposed to be serving, the firewall for these types of things? You don't look. Either the person who negotiated this at the EPA, I'm sorry, I've been calling people stupid all day, but I got to do it one more time. Either the guy or gal who negotiated this on behalf of the EPA with Monsanto was just stupid. They weren't corrupt. They just were so stupid. They had no business negotiating and setting up any kind of policy at all. But somebody said, oh, I'll let them do it. They can't really hurt us. Or they were completely corrupt in protecting Monsanto from any future liability of this type. And neither one of those is acceptable, in my humble opinion. People should be outraged about that. Because your kids that you pay to send to the best schools around are being exposed to these chemicals. And it's not that no one knows. No one cares.
The person in this article says, to put it plainly, we have no real idea how many students are being exposed to PCBs in their classrooms each and every day. There is inconsistent record keeping of PCB hazards at the EPA.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the EPA. They're wonderful. Let's not forget that they had a fiasco at the beginning of the year at a mine, I want to say in Utah, Arizona, where they polluted like rivers and streams. Like, we just forgot about that. I'm sure that people who live in that area could email me and say, oh, Carl, you're so right. The fish have never come back. The animals are all dead. The EPA is a joke. They're like the FDA. These are organizations that, in theory, were put in place for the right reasons to protect the population from unscrupulous companies, but instead they found out it was more profitable to jump sides and work for the unscrupulous companies because they would be rewarded someday. When they leave the EPA, they go get a job for $500,000 a year for some company, sitting still doing nothing.
It says here that it would cost as much as $52 billion to pay for nationwide mandatory testing and replacement of building materials that contain PCBs.
How much?
$52 billion.
Well, get busy. Get started. Start
exactly.
doing something.
Well, we're spending money on a lot of other things. Why can't we spend it on our school systems?
Yeah, I know. Protecting our children. Shouldn't that be of paramount importance before we are spending money to send the 2.3% of the rice and corn we supply the world with to feed them?
I would say yes.
I mean, our children, your children, my children, our grandchildren.
Other recommendations include developing a consistent recording system within the EPA, developing guidelines for notifying parents of contaminated schools. I can't believe they don't have that. And surveying schools across the country to get a firmer number on how many are affected. Well, that should be the first step.
I you know how these government agencies are? There's employees that are hearing this right now. They're going, oh, man, we're going to have to do what? Like, no, none of that roll up your sleeves, patriotic. We've got a job to protect American children, and we're going to knock it out of the box. We're going to get it done not only so fast and so efficiently, but we're going to get it done under budget. No, there's people at the EPA going, oh, crap. If we have to do this, you know what we're going to have to do? We have to upgrade that computer system, and then George is going to have to take his team from that project to the... That's right. Get busy. Get started. What are you waiting for? become gung-ho. Here's an opportunity for you to step up and live up to the reason you exist, protecting the American people. Like, sing it from the tallest mountains that you're doing it. And get busy. Let's go. Get busy. Let's do it.
I'm afraid that we're going to have this conversation in 20 years about glyphosate also.
Of course we are. Everything that's been done up to this point, assuming that we change moving forward, that there's a lot more enlightened people, critical thinkers that start to vote in ways that get the right people to make decisions. Yes, of course it will.
So I have this article here that I was trying to find ways to detox your body of these chemicals. And so this is an old article. It comes from April of 2015, but it's very interesting because it has a Monsanto scientist quoted as saying that pesticides, that the current pesticides, maybe, he says, with this phenomenon, with some older compounds, pesticides that bioaccumulate to any significant degree have been removed from use or are highly restricted. Well, in April, that's when the report came out that tests found residue of Roundup in 41 of 69 honey samples,
right.
10 of 28 samples of soy sauce, and 3 of 18 samples of breast milk. So it does accumulate.
Yes. But it stays in the world for a long time.
So then Monsanto spokesperson says, according to physicians and other food safety experts, the mere presence of a chemical itself is not a human health hazard. It is the amount or dose that matters.
But now we're learning that that's not true. So Dr. Anthony Samsell came on my show, and Dr. Samsell is painted as a zealot because they want to disarm him. He's an amazing scientist over at the Arthur D. Little think tank. And he was never considered a zealot until he started talking bad about one of Monsanto's products. In fact, their most popular product. Then all of a sudden, oh, well, he's a zealot. He's this. He has discovered the real problem with glyphosate. And if you haven't heard it on a previous show, glyphosate is a synthetic form of glycine, an amino acid. But it has a higher affinity to being incorporated into tissue than glycine itself. It competes with glycine. And we accumulate this artificial, this synthetic amino acid in tissue, in organ, in brain, and everything that's being rebuilt. And that's a problem.
So if you're using glycine, does it compete with glycine?
But glyphosate wins all the time. Glyphosate has a greater affinity to being incorporated into tissue than does glycine.
So what do?
You have to get the glyphosate out of your diet as much as possible. You have to be very selective what you eat and where you eat. Because, and he's shown organ death. Guess what this synthetic form of glycine seems to contribute to greatly?
What?
Amyloid. Amyloidosis.
Alzheimer's.
Well, Alzheimer's disease, but more importantly, we're starting to learn. Don't forget, we did a show not too long ago about amyloidosis of the heart.
Oh,
see,
yes.
See, the brain is, we found out what's going on with the brain earlier, but now we're starting to find out that amyloidosis can happen in any tissue. Hence, what Dr. Samsell is talking about. Once the glyphosate is incorporated into tissue, protease enzymes cannot break it down like it can glycine and other amino acids. So it stays there forever. It becomes this mutant pus that just hangs around. And now we're finding out that the heart is susceptible to amyloidosis. There's another study coming forth showing amyloidosis of the kidneys. This amyloidosis could very well be an emerging phenomenon as a result of glyphosate that people are consuming. No one's talking about it.
We are.
We don't reach enough people.
Okay, so then reading on, it talks about how herbs such as cilantro help us to eliminate metals such as lead and mercury. Herbs like turmeric and garlic help to lower the levels of inflammation that are often the underlying causes of chronic diseases. To guard against endocrine disruptors, which can cause hormonal imbalances, adaptogen combination of herbs such as high-quality forms of Siberian ginseng, rhodiola, ashwagandha. What do you think about those?
I think that they're good, but that's not going to cause your body to that may help chelate.
Milk thistle and dandelion root.
That may help chelate and facilitate the things that you're taking in right now that are in your gut.
But not the glyphosate.
Once it's incorporated into tissue, no amount of curcumin, turmeric, garlic is going to coax it out of tissue. Oh, just come on. Everybody else stay there.
Well, what about fasting?
That helps. But according to SamCell, nothing helps with this synthetic glycine. And he's actually had a closed-door meeting with the EPA. They're aware of this now. He spoke at the EPA.
And they probably think that he's a quack.
They probably don't think he's a quack. What they're thinking is, well, this may be true, but we can't move too fast because we can't disrupt industry. We can't do this. We can't do that. We can't do this. We can't piss off our clients.
What about the infrared saunas?
That has an ability to do some things, but it's not going to, again, break down tissue and sequester just one little component of tissue and get it out of your body. No. I mean, it takes years to truly detox your body. Fat loss, blood donations, excluding all intake of these harmful agents. Yeah, you got to. It doesn't matter what you're doing if you're still consuming it every single day. And then it could take years for it to happen. People take – the human condition is interesting. We have impatience in one direction but another. Okay? So we think, oh, I just found out this is bad for me. I want it out of my body now. I want it all out of my body in the next 2 weeks. Well, how long do you think you've been accumulating it? Well, I'm 58, at least 48 years. Well, when did it come onto the scene? In the 70s? Oh, 30. It's like, oh, so let me get this straight. You've put this stuff in your body every single day for 30 years, but now you're in a hurry to get it out, like by tomorrow. Be realistic. You got to trust the approach you're taking, incorporate it into your lifestyle, and just do it forever. That's it. And the results will be there, but it's going to take years. People aren't willing to do that. People are so short-sighted. It's got to happen now. Oh, I'm not going to do it. Oh, if I'm going to go to the gym, I want to see results tomorrow. Elisa's cutting her throat. Literally. I'm sorry. All right, we have to take a break. Our last break. That's the good news.
Yes.
Yes, because then I'm going to stop talking. Do you think I can stop talking?
No. Your mother said that
I took one deep breath and I haven't stopped talking yet. That's what she said. All right, stay tuned.
Coupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
The category killer just got upgraded in a big way. New MassPro Synthogen X2 is here. Take it before and after training and recover faster than with anabolic steroids. Visit Synthogen.com and use coupon code SHR15 for 15% off. MassPro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high protein, low carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
What do professional athletes such as Kobe Bryant and A-list celebrities such as Selma Hayek have in common? They are all touting the benefits of bone broth. But unless you have countless hours to cook every week or can hire your own personal chef, you're probably missing out on these critical nutrients. Osteobroth is a high-protein, standardized, consistent bone broth in a convenient powdered form. Use promo code SHR for 20% off at osteobroth.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back.
We got a bunch of stories to get in real quick here. Okay, real quick. I want to mention several people posted the baby was born with DNA from 3 people. And in this situation, I think it was a good thing because the woman who gave birth to the baby, she had previously lost 2 children due to an illness that was a fatal genetic disease.
Right.
So, but my fear is that it won't stay here. It will go like, okay, I want to have a baby with black hair and blue eyes or what have you.
Yeah.
And so they'll start doing that.
Yes, yes. And that's when it's going to get weird.
That
200 years after that starts happening, people who don't change their DNA, like that OG, original humans, are going to be in great demand, I predict. Because those people,
it'll be like a sci-fi movie.
It will. I'm glad I'm not going to be around for that. Okay.
Next, Kratom.
So Kratom has not been banned yet. There is some sort of period of time where people can speak out and submit their information to the FDA and DEA. But it's probably not going to change the outcome of Kratom. It's still going to be banned. I have to tell you, I tried Kratom when I was in California recently, and I talked about this on the show yesterday, too, with Coach Wade. I don't realize how much pain I live with day to day because I just keep moving on. But taking Kratom made all the pain in my glutes and my legs and, more importantly, my feet and calves go away, literally go away, to where we walked through Hollywood for 2 hours, my son and Ravi. And I was like spry. I was sprinting upstairs with them. We ended up at this place where there's this, and I was winning. I mean, it's like, and when I was doing it, I was thinking, oh my God, this is what life would feel like if I had no lower body pain. So I think Kratom is fantastic stuff. I really, really do.
So they say here in this article that the DEA had no idea Americans were using Kratom for medical purposes, even though it discusses those uses in its explanation of the ban.
That is complete and utter BS. If people weren't using it, it wouldn't even be on their radar. The reason that they went after it is because they know there's a lot of people using it, and it's been brought to their attention, I'm sure, by the pharmaceutical industry. Hey, this stuff is dangerous. First of all, people keep telling me there's sometimes that it's appropriate to ban something. And someone wrote me a very, very eloquent email. I can't remember who he is, but he said, look, Kratom is an opioid. No, it's not. Science shows it is not an opioid. It does not conform to the molecular makeup of opioids. It has an affinity to the opioid receptor, but hell, alcohol has an affinity to the GABA receptor. It's not GABA. So this idea that, oh, because it's interacting with this receptor, then it's got to be that particular molecule, that's been shown to be false in science for 1,000 years now. We know that. We can't argue that. We can't say, oh, kratom is an opioid. No, it's not. Well, it interacts with the opioid receptor. Well, so does GABA. And alcohol interacts with the GABA receptor. So this is kind of like alcohol, I guess, right? I mean, that's nonsense, that argument. This stuff is valuable. Can people overdose on it? Absolutely. People overdose on caffeine anhydrous.
What does it make you feel? Does it make you feel high?
It did not make me feel high. The thing I don't like about it, and the reason I couldn't take it with any regularity, is it gave me motion sickness. Like being in a car, I got motion sickness. I couldn't take that. I thought of you. I thought, oh my God, if Elise ever took this, she'd be laying in bed throwing up because you get motion sickness easy.
Yes.
So I never get motion sickness. Never, ever, ever have I had. It gave me motion sickness. But the pain went away. The analgesic effects are beyond Tylenol or anything else out there.
Well, couldn't you use like the cannabis, like the oil?
CBD oil. I've never tried it. I'm going to have to try CBD oil.
And so then the last thing we need to get in real quick before the end of the show, Carmela, our listener, Carmela Sierzo from Canada, she wanted to know if she should be using fermented L-glutamine.
I couldn't find any information on this.
Carmela, if you have information, send it over to us.
I thought, well, maybe she means that's how they make glutamine. They ferment it. Maybe all glutamine comes from a fermentation process. And I haven't found the answer to that yet. I couldn't find any supplements that claim to have fermented glutamine in it. And actually, fermentation requires some things that I would think that a free-form amino acid isolated could not be fermented. It could be the process of fermentation that they make it, but it can't be in a fermented state. Just because it would require some contribution of sugar, certain enzymes would have to be present, and certain microbes would have to be present. I mean, a lot of things that you just can't do with just one thing, glutamine. You know, so I could be wrong, but if you can send any information, I'll definitely talk about that. And then I want to give a shout out to Constanturi Davison, because he's listening live. He's been posting things.
He sends us a lot of stories. Thanks, Carl.
Well, and he listened live today too. I messaged him and he said he was going to be, he put a couple good stories for the next Casual Friday for sure. One about the Lone Star tick may be leading to a variety of food allergies, mostly with meat.
Oh, wow.
We could talk about next week, but that's it.
Okay. So it's off to a birthday celebration.
Yeah. So this is Elisa's birthday month. We celebrate the whole month.
No, we do not.
Well, at least a couple weeks.
A couple days.
A couple weeks. But hey, listen, God bless you. You know what? Everybody should be looking like you and feeling like you and being like you at this age.
Well, thank you.
So, all right. We'll see everybody next week. Thanks for listening.
Bye.